Good morning.
Good morning.
Another wonderful day. Yeah, sun is shining. Yes. Okay, we are now getting acquainted with how gene works, right? Gene definitely respond to the meaning and need. Gene respond to energy coming outside, right? Gene cannot work all by itself. Gene is kind of chemical substance we call DNA, which is only can be what? Responding to the energy which is coming upon them, right? So gene is not autonomously working its own things. Okay. Gene does not really know what to do. Gene is simply like a computer program which is written. But it needs to be clicked. Without clicks coming in, it doesn't work. Okay. And so gene respond to the meaning, to the need, to the energy coming from outside. And gene, of course, respond to the love. And we learned about spark. Spark works on the mitochondria to produce energy by initiating combustion of the sugar and the oxygen, right? At the same time, the spark is actually the wonderful power of God which activate your sleeping genes. We learned about cloning, right? In cloning processes, scientists have to activate sleeping genes, right, by electrical stimulation. But in normal pregnancy, this is all what God does. Therefore, you don't need any artificial stimulation to awaken the sleeping genes, right? Wonderful things we're learning. And even though we don't feel it, actually we are indeed receiving what? Continuous showering of what? Of sparks. And that's why we are alive. But however, you need to be careful not to receive wrong kind of signal, right? Yes. A signal coming from all those speakers. Yeah, be careful. You need to actively refuse it, right? And if you can't refuse it, you need to really use extraordinary measure to refuse it. Okay. So this morning, I want to really clarify the notion that gene respond to the meaning very clear. So everything needs to be very clear. So then it can be power to you, right? Yes, indeed, you know. You know the conditioned reflex experimentation done by Dr. Pavlov in Russia a long time ago. I think that experimentation, which reveals conditioned reflex, is very important for the gene. At that time, it only sort of seems to be revealing that there's a conditioned reflex existing. But I think that experimentation reveals much more than simply the conditioned reflex itself. Okay, let's think about this. When Dr. Pavlov brought a dog for the first time, right, in front of him, and he rang the bell. Well, sounds of ringing has no meaning to the dog, right? He doesn't know what this bell sounds means. He does not know really why Dr. Pavlov is ringing the bell. So he just goes, "What is it?" You know, he could not really respond. There's no significant response can be shown by the dog. Now, then next day, Dr. Pavlov rang the bell, and then he took out what? Something yummy, and gave it to him. And he repeated and repeated. Then dog begin to what? Catch what? Catch the meaning. Yes. Aha. Whenever he sounds bell, it means something, right? It means that Dr. Pavlov is going to give me something very yummy. See? So, we begin to learn the meaning, right? Begin to learn the meaning. So, as dog is learning, getting acquainted with meaning, then interesting thing can happen, right? So, now Dr. Pavlov does not even have to what? Ring the bell. If he holds bell, right? What happened? Dog saliva comes out. All the gene is being what? Activated. The stomach gene, which produces digestive enzyme, is activated. The saliva gene is activated. Pancreatic, you know, digestive enzyme gene is activated. Whole chain of the system is activated. Simply by what? By picking up the bell. He didn't ring the bell yet. So what is dog doing? Responding to what? To the meaning. He even anticipate. Yeah? Expectation. Expectation. Recently, scientists found out this expectation is very powerful. Okay, we already talked about positive imagery therapy, right? Yeah. How NK cell or T cell respond to the positive imagery. You know, we doctors been known long time something called the placebo. Placebo, you know. But for a long time we knew placebo seems to be working. However, we didn't know how it worked. How it is working. We didn't know we could not explain the mechanism. See? Now we can. I explained to you about Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is one of those autoimmune diseases where your own T cell is going up to the brain and then attacking the dopamine-producing cells, right? So when dopamine is lacking, then you become stiff, rigid, you know, and you are not romantic at all. And so this is Parkinson's disease. And scientists tried some placebo to the Parkinson's disease patient. They said, this is excellent medication. This is such a good new medication for the Parkinson's disease. So then they gave it to them. You know what happened? What happened? They carefully were observing how the brain cell which produced dopamine is working. You know what they found out? Yes. This brain cell is activated and producing what? Dopamine. Yes. So they reported this. Okay. All right. This is again from Science. Expectation and what? Dopamine release. Mechanism of the placebo effect in Parkinson's disease. And they found out. Look at this. Yeah? Here they say, we provide in vivo evidence for the substantial release of endogenous dopamine in the striatum of Parkinson's disease patient in response to placebo. Okay. So, actually, the dopamine-producing gene is what? Activated by Only by what? Expectation. Expectation. Okay. You know, again, I want to stress to you, expecting, having some expectation on something fake even work. Right? But New Start is not fake. Right? We are talking about truth of all the truths. Right? Yeah. It's not fake. You know, placebo expectation is kind of weak expectation. Okay. It works. Okay. I hope so. You know, I think it's working. But if you really have the truth and you yourself committing what? Really into the truth. You know how much more activation of the gene can happen, right? Yes. That's why it is important for us to know the truth. Yes. And the trusting the truth is powerful. That's why the T, the letter T, the last letter T of the New Start, okay, yeah, is the most powerful thing. And so it's a trusting power of God, you know, which is real. This is what we have been learning through the goodness, beauty, and truth, right? Love, spark, you know. So all we are learning about that. You know? So we need to have this what? Expectation upon something which is what? Really, really true. Right? We are not talking about something probable or something possible. It is what? It is something true. Eternally true. Right? It's not a temporal truth. It's eternal truth. That's why it is important. So it is very important for you, really, for your genes, every genes in your body, believing that there is God, number one, right? And then second, He loves you. Wow! You know, so God loves me sounds like a sort of household, everyday, you know, word we're uttering. But in fact, it has such a powerful quality inside. If you really, really mean it. See? If you say, God loves us, God loves me, you know, then something happens, you cry, you know. And as if God does not love you anymore, you know. So, then the power of God is being what? Being ignored, being sort of refused or being denied. See? So it is. I'm so happy to know God. That, and then I can, see, I wanted to trust something, you know. Without trusting something unchangeable, we do not really have a peace of mind. Right? How can you have a peace of mind without trusting, without believing in something what? Something you can trust, something which is not going to change upon you. Right? So that's why. You know, there's so many people today, the Satan is going to use this method in the future. You know? People are experiencing false peace. You know what it is? Meditation. Okay? You don't have to trust anything. All you have to do is what? Concentrate and breathe. This we call New Age. In New Age, you have nobody to really trust. In Buddhism, you have nobody to what? Trust. See? It is your own. And I have to relax. I have to manufacture my own what? Peace. See? And if you get into New Age, then they begin to believe what? Okay. You may not be able to have a peace, but there is what? Power out there. So you absorb the power. Yeah, energy. So they teach you to have what? To pose some position. Whatever. So, it was China, you know. Now they recognize, they acknowledge the existence of what? Qi, which is energy. That energy has no personality, no intelligence of its own, right? It's simply what? Energy you can use, you can exploit, in other words, right? So, this energy does not initiate anything upon you. It is you are the one who has to what? Who has to initiate. So you are the one who goes like, you have to catch the chi in the space, right? And bring it into you. Then you believe that. Then after all this exercise, right? Then suddenly you feel what? Wonderful. Wonderful. Wow, this is great. Or they call it, this umbilicus, belly button, okay? And according to Oriental philosophy, this belly button is very important. This is where the through the what? The chi, the energy in the universe supposed to come in. And they put hand. And you feel great. See? So this is all just like what? Just like drugs. You know? So some people take drug and trying to feel good. Some people what? Take energy. Try to feel God. We don't believe that. See? We do not believe in that kind of energy, which is so passive. Our God is a spirit, okay? He is the truth. And truth is aware of everything going on in me, and actually, He is the one controlling every single gene inside of me. Right? And we are totally dependent upon. So we don't have to, do this kind of thing to be happy. Right? Yeah. You know what kind of exercise we have to do? Tell me. What kind of exercise we have to do?
Kneel.
Yeah. Genuflect. Yeah, okay. Kneeling, and we need to do a very, very important exercise. When your wife annoys you, you need to learn how to exercise love of Jesus. You know? Yeah. When your husband irritates you, you need to exercise this powerful spiritual exercise, we called love one another. That's exercise we Christians do. See? Yes, love one another, Let me tell you one of those exercise sessions I had. I'm sorry that I feel bad that my wife is not here, but me and my wife have quite a session sometimes, And she is a very strong Korean woman, strong Korean. She has her opinion.
Yay.
Yes. She does have her opinion. And I found out the woman who does not have opinion seems to be easy to get along, But later on, it's become bigger problem. That's what I learned. And so I rather have everyday trouble because of her strong opinion. Okay, so when I was getting married, I was ready to put up with it. Okay, and this will be good exercise for me. And sometimes it gets pretty difficult, you know? But I am really enjoying that exercise because through that exercise, I feel much more empowered and maturing. Really, I am experiencing the power of spirit, you know. Let me give you, this kind of thing happens to you guys all the time, okay? Don't pretend you don't have that problem, okay? This is everyday problem we have, you know, if you're married, you know. And lately, as you know, some of you know, I am writing a book. Yeah, a book on Revelation based on something I told you last night, right? Because I am now finding that the Holy Spirit is giving me this new understanding on, the judgment, right? Wrath, vengeance, right? All this is all so powerfully different, right? And I begin to see new light in the book of Revelation. So I'm passionately writing it. Okay. And I've been doing that for the past 18 months, more than 18 months. My wife, I gave seminar and a lecture, and my wife, typed the word on the computer, and I am now, rearranging it, correcting it, everything. We've been doing that for almost 18 months. I'm still doing it. Yeah. And it's as I am doing it more and more, God is giving me more light. It is, wow. But it caused some strain in my marriage. Because I am totally into it, see. Day and night, God is constantly giving me new light. You know? Oh, yes. I need to correct that. I need to add on to this. Ah, yes. You know. So I'm going to show you a little bit, piece by piece throughout the seminar. But it is very exciting. So it is really controlling my life right now, you know. It just energizes me, you know. And so any time if I have a time, I'll do this. See, I'm writing. You know? And it certainly causes some, because women need attention. And I know in theory. Yeah. But all my attention is given to a computer right now. She knows it is important. Even though she knows it is important, she has a problem. I found out that's the way woman is. Okay. I didn't mean to ignore her. She knows that, right? And this is important. She knows that. I have to be so busy. She knows that. Yet, she says, you never pay attention to me. Okay? And to men, that kind of statement doesn't make any sense. Okay? Yeah. You know what I am supposed to say? Honey, you know. But woman says, I know. But you don't care. Right? And I'm learning this, So I think I'm becoming more woman-centered now. I was absolutely man-centered person, But I don't think my wife believed that I'm becoming better. But I do believe it. So, it was North Carolina. It was about a month ago, right? Yeah. And I was doing the camp meeting, the Light Bearers Ministry camp meeting there. So my wife was going to sing. My wife sang every meeting. And she sings pretty good. And getting better every day. So she need to sing, and she need to go a little bit earlier, right? To get prepared, you know, to arrange with the pianist, you know, song. And I was busy. And, honey, are you ready? And, but my wife is strong, and she's also fast. You know, but in that morning, she prepared herself so quick. It was totally out of my expectation. I thought it's going to take at least 20 minutes more, and she's done. I was in the middle of it. She says, honey, let's go. I said, wait, can you wait about 10 minutes? Honey, we got to go. I said, okay, I'm turning it off. So, you know, to turn off to what you've been doing, it takes a little time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You can't just turn it off, you know. You have to this and that, and then store it, you know, and then. And she was in the bathroom waiting for me. Honey, hurry up! For what? To do my hair. I'm so happy nowadays, I don't have to do the hair. Every lecture I have to do the hair, you know, because she cannot send me this hairstyle. She has to bring my hair, what? Completely up like this. Okay. Well, you know. She's been in Korea entire her life, never been to stage, you know. So her taste and my taste is now different. We have some, quite a bit of culture, culture, these shocks we have. And she's very Koreanish, you know. I'm very, you know, sort of. Sometimes for many Korean, they cannot accept my behavior sometimes because I'm too what? Too like that, you know. And Koreans, so when I go to Korea, I behave a little bit differently. And she was waiting for me to come there to, you know, to do my hair. Then she came back and she said, honey, what are you doing? I said, okay, I just turned it off. Yeah. Okay, ready. And then she says, why did you turn it on anyway, you know? Hey, that really angered me, you know. I am doing my best to go along with her right now, see? Yeah. According to my own, my own way, I gotta do at least 10 more minutes, you know. She has to wait 10 minutes. That's the way I used to be. But now I gave up that 10 minutes for her, you know. So I am now on the process of what? Turning it off. Computer is being turned off right now, and she says, why did you turn it on anyway? Wow. It irritated me. And she went to the bathroom again. Honey, hurry up! And I was debating to do the hair or not to do hair. That is the question. I felt like a Shakespeare, you know, right there. to do the hair, not to do. I really felt like I'm going to refuse. I'm going to go my own way. It was a big deal, you know. When you're angry, such a small thing becomes such a huge deal, you know. It is so interesting. When you're in love, doesn't matter, you know. Okay. But when you're angry, suddenly, the small thing becomes a huge issue, and to do it or not to do it. You have to make a serious decision, you know. Remember, I'm going to have to give the people lecture, right? And I'm going to have to be happy. And she's going to have to be what? Happy. God wants everyone to be happy in that morning. And I am extremely unhappy. The sounds of the speaker is so loud. You know what it is talking to me? Don't do the hair. You are men. And on top of that, you are Korean men. And I was so tempted. No! To say no, you know. Forget it! I almost did that. Then, my God, he said to me, saying, please, please do it. I said, I don't want to do it. I know you don't want to do it. Then pray. Do some extraordinary measure, you know. So I prayed, oh, God, help me. And she says, honey, hurry up, she said. And I prayed. You know, if I don't do this, it's not going to work. I know that. According to my own original personality, it's unacceptable behavior, you know. Yeah. So I wasn't ready, really. But anyway, I went to bathroom while I was praying. And then I sat on the toilet, you know. And I prayed, oh God, help me, help me. And she was doing hair. You know? So it didn't matter whether CC does or not. All what matter is whether I walk with Jesus or not. What an exercise, see? Yes. Yeah, exercise, you know? And I prayed. And she was done. She said, honey, let's go. Let's go. So I got into the car. My hair was fine. It's done, you know? But problem is, I didn't feel like talking to her. I did not feel like talking to her. And she realized, she now noticed that I'm very what? Mad. I'm mad, that's why I'm quiet. And I was driving. I was praying, oh God, can you make me to speak her first? See? I need your help because I cannot come up with anything to talk to her right now. First of all, I don't feel like it. So I drive. God, you need to let me know what I can talk about. Then, you know, while I was driving on the roadside, there was a flower called cosmos. Do you know what cosmos flower? We have so many cosmos in the fall in Korea. This is such a wonderful memory of the Korean autumn, you know. It's a beautiful autumn. And you don't see cosmos very much in America, see? And there was a cosmos. And I said, honey, look at the cosmos. It didn't require that much effort because cosmos was there. know what? I know that was the answer to my prayer. That I found the cosmos. You know. I says, honey, look at the cosmos. And she says, oh. And I said, thanks. Thank you, Lord. This morning, I have victory. Right? Amen. This morning, I have a victory over the speaker. You know? Yeah. The voice of death keep on saying, you are the man, you know, you are the man. You know, don't talk to her first. You know, wait until she talk to you first. You know. But I did not want to go along that way. I want to be happier than that. You know. You know what? She says, oh, there's a cosmos. And I was very happy. I have victory this morning. So I was just keep on driving. You know, about 5 minutes, she still didn't say anything. So 5 minutes later, you know what she did? She touched me, my hand, on the wheel. And what she said? I love you, honey. Thank you for talking to me first. You won this time. It was a beautiful morning. Yes. See? What a joy. You know, we are reunited, right? And even more strongly than ever before. Yeah. So that's why it is sometimes worse to fight, you know. Yeah. As long as you don't listen to that speakers. As long as you keep on refusing to listen to that speaker. You know? The speaker constantly focuses on your own pride, you know that? You have pride. You have your pride, you know. Don't be deceived. See? Yes. And I think this is a bad thing happened, but we can turn this around what? Into goodness. As long as you give whole thing to God, wonderful thing he can cook, right? And this tastes really sweet. You know, what a sweet taste. So that event is really nothing, right? Into what's in there? You know, we had fight. And I did hair, and I spoke first. What? If you just arrange that way, those facts alone is nothing. But the content, the invisible content, right? The struggle behind the scene is meaningful, isn't it? Yes. It is so meaningful, and even what? A month later today, here in Arizona, talking about that, I'm still having more endorphin. You know? Yeah. My gene is activated. Yeah. 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 See? This is a happy life. This is a meaningful life. When you invite Jesus into every moment struggle. See? Yeah. Yeah. And this is an exercise. So, we are simply doing this spiritual exercise by the power which is what? Given to me. Not by this or by this, not by this. But by what? Going to knee and talking to him. See? Asking. Yeah. Ask, it shall be given to you. You know? Yeah. And so this kind of exercise is important. So meaning. So when you begin to have the meaning, the wonderful meaning from actually nothing, the wonderful meaning from something supposed to be very unhappy. See? And then you can turn your life around, right? From nothing to something great. Yeah. Yes. From ugly to something beautiful. See? Yes. And this I call wisdom, right? Yeah. We need to live wisely. Yeah. With the power coming from God. So Pavlov, let's go back to Pavlov's dog, right? So now Pavlov's dog is learning the meaning on bear sound. Okay? So after a few days, now dog really, really does trust. As his trust becomes stronger, his response on his gene become what? More powerful. Isn't it? Right? And then after 1 week, Dr. Pavlov did this. He picked up the bell, and dog was already what? All the gene is now excited, activate. Okay. Expectation. Powerful expectation is activating what? All the genes. And Dr. Pavlov rang the bell and he did not give anything. Expectation, the trust violated. You know? And dog was excited. Then Dr. Pavlov went out. Okay. The next day, Dr. Pavlov came, and dog. What do we hear? Is dog now trusting Dr. Pavlov as much as yesterday? No. Only half. Half trust, half you don't know. Maybe you know. The doubt, the 50% doubt. You know? Then his response in the gene is also what? Half. See? The power which comes to your gene correlates with what? With your trust. Wow. Yeah. And Dr. Pavlov rang the bell again, and he walked out. And dog says, his trust completely what? Wiped out. Okay. He can't trust anymore. On third day, Dr. Pavlov came and rang the bell. Do you know what dog did? He was angry. Why? Because when you repeat something meaningless, you become angry. You feel angry. Yeah. Meaningless stimulation is really driving you nuts. But we human beings have a very excellent talent to pretend, to be able to pretend, even though you know it is meaningless, repeated meaningless stimulation, you can pretend it is meaningful. Right? That really distorts your genes. Your gene does not know what to do about it. Okay. So when it is meaningless, you need to make it meaningful, really. Yes. Yeah. That's very important for your genes. And so, now you can see our genes respond to the meaning, really, proportionally, right? How meaningful it is, genes respond how strong. Yeah. And let me talk to you about the T cells, okay? T cell which kills cancer cells, and which kills viruses and so on. Yeah. This is this T cells, okay? Very important T cell, which is now surrounding the cancer cell to destroy the cancer cell. Okay. And you know what? This Pavlov's conditioned reflex experimentation is have some water, okay? Is a conscious process, right? Yeah. Dr. Pavlov is aware of what he's doing. Dog knows exactly what's going on, right? But you know what? Scientists recently found out there's a subconscious conditioned reflex. Okay. It can go on totally subconsciously. It's kind of scary thing, you know? Yeah. If you understand this, then any one of you have suffering from autoimmune disease, then you can really guess what has been going on with your T cell. So T cell is now changed to even attack, right? Your own system. So T cell is so sensitive to the meaning. Actually, genes in the T cells. Okay. What they did was this. Very, very interesting. Yeah. They had a mouse, okay, and they gave mouse an injection we called cyclosporin. The cyclosporin is a kind of medication which kills T cells. So, this mouse does not know that what kind of medication he is receiving and what is now happening in response to that medication, right? It is totally something is happening in this mouse's body subconsciously. He has no conscious knowledge about it. Okay. Yeah. So, what they did was, whenever they inject that cyclosporin, and at the same time, they rang the bell. Ding, ding. After 1 week, without even giving injection, only what? Rang the bell. Guess what happened? Yeah, it killed T cells, yes. What a shocking response. Because the mouse is not aware of it consciously. But this is something unaware of at subconscious level can be what? Conditioned. Yeah. So this experimentation was done by a psychoneuroimmunologist called the Dr. Ada, Robert Ada. I just sort of simplified that entire processes to make it easy for you. And so scientists call this kind of phenomena immune conditioning. Immune conditioning. So your immune system, your T cell, these white T cells, can be also conditioned. See? You know, this has a serious ramification, serious implications to your everyday life, really. Let's say something like this happened. Mr. McClure, bad boy, bad guy, bad man, okay? Mr. McClure, you know, raped and killed your daughter. This father of the daughter used to love McDonald's hamburger. But after that incident, even the Mr. McClure is now serving in jail his term. This father of the daughter cannot eat McDonald's. Why? Why? McClure and what? McDonald, yes. It ring the bell, you know. He didn't know that. He went to McDonald's, but he couldn't eat it. After eating it, what? He had stomach problem. See? A lot of this kind of thing happened. Totally subconsciously. Let me put it this way. In Korean marriage, this mother-in-law thing is a very serious problem. Extremely serious problem, believe me. And let's say there's a Korean couple in Korea, and the daughter-in-law could not stand the mother-in-law. So she begged her husband to go to States, you know. So she made it. So they made it. So they came to United States. And the man, husband, has a good job, and they're living good. Everything's okay. And they are now relieved from mother-in-law problem. Okay. Whew. Then telephone rang one day. Mother-in-law says, I gotta go to see you guys. And so this daughter-in-law says, oh, Mom, you're welcome, more than welcome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. From that point on, she's stressed, right? She's now producing lots of superoxide radical, yeah, damaging her genes, right? And mother-in-law came, stayed for 2 months, and she had a horrible stress. And she, what? Every day she produced so much superoxide radical and damaged many cells. Okay. Many T cells died. It was like a cyclosporin, right? Finally, 2 months later, mother-in-law decided to go back home. So she was happy to take her to the airport and send her back and say goodbye. And on the way back, she was very happy. What a relief, right? Whew. Then when she came back home, she found there's a pair of shoes belong to mother-in-law. Okay. You know, the moment she looked at the shoes, she was in struggle now. Should I throw them away? Should I keep them, you know? If she keep them, she feel like what? Getting stressed. So she decided to throw them away. Then, next day, telephone rang, said, honey, I forgot that shoes. I want you to keep them good, okay? And next year when I visit you, right? See, when you hate someone, you are constantly in that kind of subconscious bondage. Continual production of what? Of superoxide radical. That's why it is very important to what? To forgive. Really, to forgive. Yeah. You know, forgiveness seems to be so impossible. Yeah, forgiveness is absolutely impossible for us. If you think you forgave somebody, you know, there are so many people who say this. Oh, Sangni, I forgave him. You know, but I don't want to hear his name, okay? That's not forgiveness. That I call, okay, Sangni took lots of money from him, and that friend of Sangni says, I forgave means what? I decided not to get the money back, right? That's all. So it is a social, legal, moral forgiveness. It's never been a spiritual forgiveness. We're talking about spiritual forgiveness. That means forgiveness achieved by the spark. See? Yeah. Then you can taste complete forgiveness. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to get into the forgiveness later. But so, you can see how your genes are so sensitively responding to what? To the meaning. Okay? So, based on this kind of, you know, understanding, the relationship between the gene and the meaning, then you can really understand your sickness, right? Ah, see? Yeah. And your gene can change even subconsciously. See? Yes, subconsciously. You didn't even know. And your gene changes. let me just tell you a story, okay? And I sort of modified the story to make it more clear, picture more clear, okay? And I know someone in Korea who has a daughter and a son. And father was very, he was quite a bit talented in music, but he was so poor when he was little, he didn't have chance to study the music, and he really resented that. Okay. So he decided when he got married, and when he has the children, he will, for sure, he will what? Give music education, musical education to the children. But unfortunately, the first child, the daughter, came, and she didn't have his gene. Looked like she has mommy's gene. And don't have that much musical talent. But father pushed her to play the piano. Pushed and pushed and pushed. And she hated piano. There's lots of girls are like that, you know. She's not the only one. Lots of girls. Whenever they hear the word piano, they're stressed out. Right? I have a piano. It's no longer joy when it is being forced so much. When they're little girls. And she was that way. So she became pretty good. Why? Because the father says, practice, did you practice? And so. Fortunately or unfortunately, the younger boy, okay, her younger brother got the talent. And he began violin, and he was good. You know, when he became 10 years old, that's 2 years younger than his sister, boy, it was like a pin drop, you know? Everybody, wow. Now, at school, churches, now, he got all the invitations. She is now what? Totally ignored. And she was very sad. Now she became even what? Jealous. Jealous of her brother, right? And nobody paid attention to her anymore. And she didn't feel like playing piano anymore, right? And she didn't practice. And father found that out and got mad. And father forced her to practice piano again. And she hated it, but she had to do it. Everything was what? Meaningless. Meaningless. Piano was meaningless. School was meaningless. Being a daughter to this father is meaningless. See? She felt that her father only loves her when she plays piano pretty good. It was the kind of love which we call what? Conditional love, right? Yeah. She thought her parents loves her based on piano. What a sad thing, right? But now, piano become even more meaningless. She has nothing meaningful in her life. And her grade is going down. And mommy is raising hell, right? How come your grade is going down? And now she hates mom too. How would you feel if you're a 12 years old girl and you get in your room, get in your bed, cover yourself up, and feel like what? I want to die. I want to die. You know. But she don't know how to die. She's totally hearing the voice of what? Speak. Yeah, voice of death. That's the only thing she can hear. I want to die. You know what? When voice of death become definitely more powerful than voice of love, alive, you know what's going to happen? Your T cell will change according to the what? That voice of death. Yeah. And your T cell begin to recognize her voice saying, I want to what? Die. You know what T cell says? If you really want to, we can change. And we can be assistance to you. Yes. That's how T cell changes. The few letters changes in the base sequence of the gene. Yeah. Well, because meaningless, the genes are what? So loosened up, right? Yeah. It is not so what? The whole structure of the gene, the assembled puzzled structure of genes, it is losing what? Its own integrity. Well, because the integrity of the gene structure is what? Tightened up by what? By the power called the meaning. Love. And she says, I don't care. I want to die. And then I want to die. Then gene has been so far only passive. Now gene become what? Active. Actively participating to achieve her wishes. See? I want to die. And the T-cell says, okay, we can kill you too if you really want to die. See? So you know what happened? All the T-cell went to the kidney and attacked the kidney. When your kidney is going down, what happens? You begin to have some anemia, you know? You begin to become pale and so on. She was getting a little pale, and mommy noticed, honey, what's wrong with you? It's okay. And then mommy really noticed a few months later, we need to take you to hospital. So mommy took her to the hospital and so on. And they found what? Autoimmune kidney disease. Yeah. Yeah. Her T cell is attacking her kidney, trying to kill her. Right? It was normal. Her T cell never behaved like that. But when you develop strong, powerful what? Need. Right? She developed totally new desire, which means a new need, which is not really her need, right? It is a false need, but this false need totally overwhelmed true need. The false need is whose need is false need? Satan's need is false need. Satan's need to kill me become my need. Right? And many times, you know, why people commit suicide? Because it's Satan's will completely become what? Mind. So we become one. Then we'll choose death anytime. See? We feel that this is the only way to solve the problem. See? Yeah. And there's a God's will out there. I felt that when I was in college, you know? When I just got into medical school, I begin to doubt. You know, what am I going to do? You know, because I found out my teachers in medical school said, you are not going to be able to heal patients. You can only treat. And I almost protested to them, you know. I came into medical school to become a healer. What are you talking about? You mean I'm going to be only manager of the disease? Yes, we physicians are only manager of the disease. We are not the healer. You know, you have to know that. Unfortunately, many people believe physicians are the healer. Uh-uh. We are the manager. You know. Right? And we manage the symptoms, right? We manage the blood pressure. We manage your sugar level. We manage your pain, right? We are so only the manager. We can't really do anything more than that. Yeah. Managing the problem. See? So I felt so meaningless, you know. Then I begin to look at life on very factual basis. What's life? Okay, it's eating, drinking, sleeping, working, excreting, you know. What else is there? Okay. It's not worth it. I'm going to kill myself. That, you know, quitting my life is the most wisest thing to do. I was absolutely convinced. And I planned to commit suicide. See? Really? Yeah. And once I am so reassured myself that way, according to what? Satan's will, right? And I accepted that. Yes, you're right. You know, at that time I was reading a German philosopher called Friedrich Nietzsche, you know. Boy, it was like a scripture to me, you know. And Nietzsche, he himself killed himself, right? Okay, I'm going to follow him. This guy is the most honest guy I ever found in this world. Okay, I want to be honest like he is. So, I was going to kill myself. And after I decide myself, you know, to kill myself, from that point on, I didn't feel like eating. I didn't feel like to have my hair cut, right? No laundry, nothing. Nothing's matter, you know. So my hair's growing like this. Boy, my mom had a tough time. She was so proud of me that I got into, you know, medical school. And she thought I was going to be a doctor. Now what? She looked at a crazy guy, you know. Yeah. I have no hope, no future. I'm going to kill myself. And while I'm thinking how to kill myself, I got the flu. It was horrible flu, aching all over. I felt like a dying. Really, I felt like a dying. But you know what? I did not want to die. It was such a strange, confusing experience. Why I don't want to die? I cannot find any conscious reason why I don't want to die. But the desire to live was so powerful. It was such a strange, confusing moment in my life, you know? Consciously speaking, killing myself was 100% right. But there's such an irrational desire to live is in me somewhere. It is springing up, right? Where is the source? I did not know. So I made up my mind. Okay, I need to find the source, right? Even though I was totally making decision to kill myself, still there is something, right? the new desire, which I thought I never had, is still what? Springing up, giving me this desire to live. Wow, what is it? I gotta find this source. So I finally made a decision not to kill myself. Even though I still didn't find any reason, any meaning to live. Only reason I decided to go on living was to find out what? This source. So it is a credible source, then I know. If it is what? Not really credible source, then I will quit and I'm still going to kill myself. That's the way I was living, you know. So my life from that point was in limbo, really. I was simply living, hoping someday I'll find what? What was the source of that desire to live? You know, that was my age. I was age 23. That happened, see. And I still didn't have a solution until my age 39. Yeah. I was just hanging there. So while I was hanging there, I decided to make money. You know, so what? You know, if there's nothing else, I'm going to live for money. You know? And I was pretty successful doing that. Yet I felt so empty. This is not everything. I want to find where is the source. You know? Then my age 39, I finally got that source. Amen. Yeah. Then I said, there's no reason to die, right? Yes, I'm going to have to live. You know, there's thousands of reasons to live now. Wow. And I even want to live eternally. You know, wow. Because living is meaningful. You know? And the source I found. See? Yeah. And this much, the meaning is very important. You know what happened to the girl? And the father, when father found that out, it was such a shocking to him, and he called me. Dr. Lee, this is happening to my family, to my daughter. What shall I do? I said, you know, bring her over. Join our program. Yeah. So, when father found everything about this, you know, she embraced his daughter and cried, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. It's my fault. And you know what he said? Honey, I love you no matter what. Even though you don't play piano, I love you. She, oh, Dad, what did you say? Even though I don't play piano, you're going to love me? She found unconditional love. Amen. New life began, right? New meaning is now on the horizon. My daddy loves me, even though I don't play piano. You know what? Her recovery was amazing. Amazing. Her T cell quit attacking her kidney anymore. Why? Now there's no will of death, right? Yeah. Now she is full of what? Life. I want to live. My daddy loves me. I don't have to play piano anymore. What a good news, see? What a good news. You know, and she and her daddy hold hand together. And they walk together. They sing together. You know? Happy girl. When they came back to the hospital a couple of months later, professors were shocked. Never seen this kind of thing happening. Kidney recovered tremendously. They were contemplating on what doing kidney transplantation. Now she doesn't need it. Wow, how can this happen? You know? I call this meaning treatment, right? Yeah. Meaning is healing, right? Yes. Meaning does not simply treat. When you have a new meaning, It is so healing. Okay? Yes. Isn't that wonderful? And when she found out she's so much better recovered, you know what she said to her father? Daddy, I'm going to play piano. Now she made her own what? Her own decision, finally. See? Now piano is no longer her enemy. See? I have many this kind of story. This is so-called what? Autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases. Okay. There's one more. One more example. Okay. One more example is, in Korea, she had to live with her mother-in-law. Okay. Very good family. She is very nice daughter-in-law, indeed. Everybody believes she is one of the best daughter-in-law you can get. Why? Because she's such a nice daughter-in-law, doing everything for the what? Mother-in-law. But this mother-in-law was kind of nasty one, you know. She never been so satisfied. So she always complained. And she was getting angrier to mother-in-law. And she is beginning to be what? Slacking off. You know. So something unnoticeable she wouldn't do. Right? So she began to feel a little what? Guilty. I shouldn't be this way, right? I find out that I'm not as good as what? I thought I was, you know. And she began to feel a little guilty. And her mother-in-law is getting a little angrier and angrier because, you know, she's sort of keeping distance. So one day, my mother-in-law was very angry, and she was raising hell, shouting. Then blood pressure went up, and she fell down, had a stroke. Wow. So this daughter-in-law felt it was her fault, right? It's terrible. She thought it was her fault. And she was paralyzed. Mother-in-law was paralyzed. And she could not move. She could not talk. She could not go to the bathroom. So this daughter-in-law made up her mind, you know, to pay the price, the mistake, the sins she committed, right? She's going to do better job than ever, what? Before. She's going to do everything. She's going to be so nice to mother-in-law from this point on. So it was difficult time began. You know, you have to give her bath, you know, feed, and then take care of all these excretions and everything. And very difficult, very tired, you know. But this mother-in-law is even more angry. She couldn't say anything, she couldn't speak, you know, but she couldn't do anything, but she just, you know, like that. You know. But yet she was a good Catholic, you know, she decided to do everything good to mother-in-law. One day she was feeding and something, you know, spilled over her face and she was trying to wipe and then this mother-in-law bit her. You know, then, without knowing, this daughter-in-law slapped her mother-in-law, you know. And she said, oh, what did I do? I slapped, you know, my mother-in-law. And mother-in-law was a fiery, you know, angry, but she could not say anything. Now, who's the only one knows about this? God. And there's somebody else. Satan knows. You know what Satan was beginning to speak to her? You hit your mother-in-law. You know? And you're going to have to do the confession in the church. But you know what? Every priest knows she's a good Catholic. She's never done such a bad thing before. Her pride never allowed this, right? To go to church and have a confession. And she decided not to do confession. Because, you know, this is real secret, right? Real secret. Nobody knows. She can never say anything. So she didn't talk to her husband, you know, nothing. But she felt what? Guilty. There's a voice of condemnation, right? You know what voice was saying to her? You are going to be punished. Have you felt that way? Yeah, I did. Yeah. You know, when you sinned, when you commit something bad, when you did something bad, and you know you're going to be punished, and I knew I was going to be punished. You know, at that point, you are hoping, you're wishing that you should be punished what? Quick! So you can have what? Relief! Yes, it's now done. You know, I paid the price. So you know, when you feel guilty, when you know God wrong way, you really want to be what? Punished. To have what? Peace of mind. What a strange kind of peace of mind, right? It's a satanic peace of mind. You know? This is kind of peace of mind, this is kind of peace this world gives you. Have you ever tasted peace that this world cannot give, but only Jesus can give you? See? Yes. That peace. You know, when the fight between me and my wife in that morning, when I saw the cosmos, you know, when I said, look at the cosmos! What a peace. You know why I am having peace? Jesus says what? Good job, Sam. Yeah. So he sent what? Sparks. And then I have serotonin. Endorphin. I said, wow, this is it. This is the peace world cannot give you. But Jesus can what? Give you. See? Yeah. In reality. So this lady, you know, in a way wanted to what? To be punished, right? You know how her T cell endorsed that? T cell begin to destroy the joint. She began to have rheumatoid arthritis. She began to have what? Insomnia. Can't sleep. Okay. Now, she went to hospital, took medication. Medication relieved some pain, but the arthritis is worse. Why? Now you know the cause, right? Yeah. Her T-cell is helping her to punish her. So when she had the bad arthritis, you know, shoulder, knees, now she knows she's being under the what? Punishment. When you give that kind of meaning to your own sickness, how can you be healed? When God become your enemy, right? Yeah. When God is giving you, inflicting you, how can you be healed? See, people misunderstand God like this. It is all what? Satan's work. Satan deceives people. You are going to be punished by God. And when she has arthritis, and Satan says, see, this is what God is giving you. You know. Terrible misunderstanding. Yeah. And she was suffering. You know. She knew the medication is not going to help, right? See, because she knew. Because she's the only one knowing I am being punished. Then she take medication. Can she be having some relief? No. If she has some relief, she's going to feel more guilty. You know that? That's why some people medication does not work. Yeah. Because it's very irrational according to their own what? Concept. See? Of their own disease. So she was in that kind of a situation. So somebody told her to come to New Start, you know. She came. She didn't believe she was going to get better. Why? What is, who is Dr. Sang-ni can lift punishment from God, right? When God is punishing, what Dr. Sang-ni can do to her, right? But I can do something when Satan is punishing her, right? Yeah. And I found that whole story. You know what? I knew only thing I can do is I can introduce her to Jesus, the real Jesus, not the Jesus she knew before, right? So, how can you introduce Jesus? I need to open the Bible, you know. See? Yeah. So, I opened the New Testament, Matthew chapter 26. Okay. Now, this is scene of what? Last Supper, okay? Jesus is eating, having supper, the Last Supper with 12 disciples. Now Jesus at this point knows Judas will betray him, right? Jesus knew that. As they were eating, he said, "Surely I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and each of them began to say to him, "Lord, is it I?" Each one of them, one by one. And Jesus says, "No, it's not you." Okay. Then all 11 came, and Jesus said, "No, it is now happening in one room, right? Lord, it is I." It is I. All 11 times Jesus says no. Number 12, who is number 12? Judas. And Judas saw that. If you're Judas, what would you do to Jesus? Because now you realize that he knows it's you. If you're Judas, what would you do? You come to Jesus. I guess you know. It's me. You know. So, you ask for forgiveness or do something like that, right? But this Judas came, and Jesus, what did he say? Is it I? Wow! If I were Jesus, I could have what? Slapped! Yes, it's you. Get out of this room. But you know what Jesus says? You have said it. Immediately after that, Jesus broke the bread and gave it to him. Saying what? This is my body. What a love, right? Jesus is trying very hard to what? To save Judas. Even though Judas are not repenting yet. Even though Judas is still pretending that he is not the guy. Now Jesus says, "You are the one, but take this bread." Yeah. If I was Jesus, you know, I broke the bread and hit him hard. You know. But Jesus said, "This is my body." And then Jesus poured wine into the cup, right? Okay, here, Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" He said to him, "You have said it." And they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed and broke it. and gave it to the disciples and said, take it, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. All of you. All of you. If I were Jesus, drink from this cup. Judas, not for you. Or, if you want Judas to drink, Jesus could have said, drink from this cup, Judas, you too. Still, it's funny, right? Yeah. It is sort of what? Bad for the Judas' own privacy, right? And Jesus respects this sinner's privacy, you know? Someone who is still, what? Hiding, deceiving. And that's why, you know, if Jesus does not say all of you, you know what's going to happen? Judas will believe automatically. If Jesus only said, drink from it, drink from this cup, you know, without saying all of you, you know what Judas is going to feel? Most likely it's not for me, right? The sinner has tendency excluding himself from grace of God. And Jesus knows that. So that's why Jesus wanted to what? Actively include him.
Amen.
See? And that's why Jesus says, all of you. This word, all of you, was said for Judas, actually, right?
Amen.
What it actually means is what? Please, Judas, please. Otherwise, there's no reason to say all of you.
Amen.
Just drink from this cup, right? Yeah. Yeah. All of you means, Judas, please, don't go away from me. Take this blood. Be forgiven. Come back to me. You know? When I show this to this woman began to hit by the spark coming from this world, right? She said, Dr. Lee! She began to hold my hand. Jesus gave his blood to whom? Judas too. Yes. She began to cry. Thank you, thank you. And she was crying, oh, Dr. Lee, then Jesus forgave me. Forgive me. I said, of course, you're not worse than Judas, are you? You know. Oh! Catharsis, right? What a peace. See? God does not punish you. God give you this peace, right? Yeah. Peace. Yeah. Oh, what a... From that point on, her tears have quit destroying. Now she feels like what? Living.
Amen.
See? Now I have this Jesus. Now I have a meaning to live. Right? And, wow, she become a true Christian. Right? And now she has now new God. Right?
Amen.
Yes. Right. See, she become a happy woman. And you know, her T-cell genes begin to what? Recover. Ah, recover. To the originality, right? Original writing of God was recovered. She completely, now she begin to sleep like a baby, you know? Arthritis is improving and completely gone. See? This Word of God, Word of God has this power. It is the character of Jesus revealed, right? When you really know the true character of God, that's that God, with that kind of wonderful character, wonderful love, will heal your genes.
Hallelujah.
Right? Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let us pray. Our dear loving Father, Father, we're so vulnerable. We're so helpless. As we get angry, as we're disappointed, all the bad things happen, then we're immediately captured by enemy. We have no resistance when speakers speak to us with a voice of death. Oh, Father, you are there to protect us, but we never ask you. We think it is so natural to be resentful, to be hateful, to be angry, without knowing it is killing us and changing our genes to even develop autoimmune diseases. So, Father, now Satan is even working at self-conscious level too. We need your protection, Father. So we need to know you in right way. We need to know your true character. We need to understand your love. Father, open up our heart and eyes. So as we open your word, please let us be able to see the true light, true spark coming from you. And heal us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.